listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are having some difficulty reaching our guest this hour. We were planning on speaking with the author of When Parents Part, How Mothers and Fathers Can Help Their Children Deal with Separation and Divorce. But since she's not answering her phone, we will we'll probably switch gears here. Unless we reach her in the next couple of minutes, I think we are going to instead do our July open line. How does that sound? We open up the lines once a month anyway to ask for your suggestions for issues, for topics, for guests that you would like to hear discussed on this program. So let's do that now. What is happening in the news that you would like to know more about? Or is there something happening in the news that you think you're hearing too much about? Is there another lifestyle issue that you would like to know more about? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We like to know what's on your mind, what issues you would like to talk about on this show, the Joy Cardine Show, from 6 until 9 weekday mornings. Do you want more politics or less politics? Do you want more featurey, lighter topics, food, cooking, travel, or less of that? You let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are obviously going to be doing a lot on the presidential race, and yes, it is starting already, of course. So are there issues in the presidential race, especially with Governor Scott Walker running for president, that you would like to talk about or not? We, by the way, will be talking politics in our next hour. We have two of Wisconsin's U.S. senators with us, the two U.S. senators with us. We will welcome in Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin after 7 o'clock, and we will have Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson with us at 7:30. They will talk about the issues that they are working on, and they'll weigh in on the calls to arm domestic military members, the Iran nuclear deal, and much more. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to call in and ask them the question on the issue that matters most to you, so that you can talk with your U.S. senators coming up from 7 until 8. We will, after 8 o'clock this morning, talk about Milwaukee's gun violence problem. Milwaukee has already met the total number of gun deaths so far this year as of all of last year. And local and state and federal officials had a joint announcement on Monday of this week that they are declaring war on gun violence in Milwaukee. And we will talk with a guest expert about how to combat gun violence in Milwaukee. Our guest is a physician who says that we should treat it as a disease, a preventable public health issue. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. So that's what's on tap later this morning. What do you want to be on tap in the days to come? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Corey in Watertown is with us. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Joy. How's it going today?
Well, it would be better if our guest was around, but that's okay. I'm glad you called in with an idea.
Yeah, I got an idea. It's the latter of the thing you proposed was that I think we should stop talking about all these people running for president. I mean, the primaries aren't even until next year, and we're already getting saturated with this stuff. It's just mind-numbing for absolutely no reason. Nobody's going to be ahead or behind in real polls until next year.
All right. Sounds good. What would you like to hear instead, Corey?
I would like to hear more about global warming and some solar energy, stuff like that actually is going to be something productive for now.
All right. Thank you very much, Corey, for that. And, of course, we can ask candidates or talk about those issues and how the candidates stand on those issues, too. So you are aware of that. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. So Corey says, forget the 2016 presidential race right now. What do you say? Let's go to Michael in Beaver Dam. Hi, Michael.
Hi. We're hearing so much about this Iran nuclear deal, and, you know, it's always coming back to whether or not they're our enemy. And I'd like to see if you could get some kind of professor on Iran history and what started this whole thing. I mean, you know, who started it? Who started this fight between Iran and the United States? I'd really like to hear some history of what went on. So I thought it might be interesting.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good idea. It's always good to put something in context, get some history on a subject. So good idea, Michael. We'll see if we can follow up on that. We will certainly talk about that Iran nuclear deal with U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson coming up in our next hour. So we have an open line for you. If you have a suggestion for a topic that you would like to hear discussed on this program, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We do open up the lines once a month to hear from you, and we do follow through on as many of your suggestions as we can. I know after our last open line, we did have that particular week. I remember one of them, somebody wanted a show on all the wineries in Wisconsin, and we did that just a couple of weeks ago. So that's something else we cover. We talk about Wisconsin travel, Wisconsin culture, things like that. So maybe there's an idea along those lines that you'd like to suggest for us. Next, we go to David in Columbia. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. What's your idea, David?
Well, you know, I'm getting really tired of this police stuff. I'm 57 years old, and I've been seeing this go on for years and years and years, the abuse of authority. And I'm a white Caucasian guy. I myself got very little time for the police. I just... because of the stuff I've seen and heard of through the years. There was an incident I'd like checked out by you guys, if you could do it at all. A couple of weeks ago in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, there was a guy that was tased to death on the sidewalk by a couple of policemen. And I haven't heard anything about it. It's like it's been hushed up.
All right. Thank you, David. Well, we'll look that up. And I presume... if there was a death after a tasing, it would certainly be, you know, reported on, at least in the local paper. But we'll see if we can look into that, and we will do more on you know, I guess police tactics in the future. I'm sure with this latest case that is in the headlines these days, we will be doing more on that in the days to come. Thank you. I guess Christy Taylor found out that someone was tased, but was not seeing anything about a death. So, David, okay. you're convinced that. How do you know this if it hasn't been reported on? Oh, he's not there anymore. Okay. Well, thanks, David. Renee in Viroqua. Hi, Renee.
Good morning, and nice transition. I'd like to cover more on wind power, also.
All right.
Not just solar. I mean, solar is great, too, but there's a lot of us that live up on the ridges, and I'd like to know more about private wind power and people that install and people that have it and how they like it.
Okay, sounds good, Renee. We have done some similar shows in the past, but it's been a while, so maybe we should do something specifically on renewable energies and what individuals, how they can do it themselves. So thank you. Tom in Burlington is with us now. Hi, Tom.
I have become aware of the fact that if people have marijuana in their blood system and they go to pain management for their drugs, that they're taken off of the pain management, and this is forcing a lot of people into heroin. And I wish you could find somebody from pain management or something and find out what is the procedure and why are we driving people into heroin with, or get somebody that we're talking about decriminalizing marijuana. So I don't, this whole, the thing of pain management and heroin and that connection between marijuana.
Thank you very much, Tom. We, by the way, had a pain management doctor on with us this week on Monday, and we just barely touched on that topic, and we said we would have him back to talk more about it. We talked with him more about the new warning from the FDA about ibuprofen and other common over-the-counter pain relievers. We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue taking your suggestions during this July open line. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and we are holding an open line looking for your suggestions for issues and topics and guests that you would like discussed on this program. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you tuned in looking for information on children and divorce, and the author of When Parents Part, How Mothers and Fathers Can Help Their Children Deal with Separation and Divorce. You'll have to tune in another time. For some reason, our guest unreachable today, and we'll see if we're able to reschedule that. But now I'm looking forward to your suggestions. What's on your mind today? What are the things that interest you, that you want to learn more about? It's Katie in Two Rivers. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to suggest that you have a coach or a guest on who can talk about the CrossFit community, which is a newer emerging sport that's gaining in popularity, and it's a really great sport for anyone, and it has a really good fitness and health lifestyle and model that's for anyone, like any age, like old or younger, kids, any athletic ability, and it really helps people become healthier and lead a healthier life.
Do you do this, Katie?
I do. It's a blast.
Yeah, you know, I've heard about it, and I've seen some of the things that I would be expected to do, and it scares the heck out of me.
It is a little daunting at first, but the coaches are generally really great, and they work with anyone and help scale the workouts so that anyone can do it.
Well, then maybe I'll think about it. All right, thanks, Katie. I appreciate the idea. Yes, I know it's quite popular. So, good, and maybe I could use that. I need some fitness. Josh on Twitter says he would like to hear tips for job hunting. All right, good idea. We haven't done a tips for job hunting show in a very long time, so maybe we can do that. Helene in Lake Delton is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Yes, what idea do you have for us?
Well, I came upon this idea, or it came to me, just this last week, and I did talk to somebody down there from Audience Services, and she took the information down. A lot of young people got their start in music and artistry, painting, drawing, that sort of thing, when they were going to country schools and probably town schools, city schools, too. Years ago, from Professor E.B. Gordon, he had Journeys in Music Land, and that was on the radio every week, I think for a half an hour at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher turned the radio on, and we'd learn music. We had our books that, I don't know, I don't think we paid for them even as per family. And another one was Professor Schwalbach, James Schwalbach, Let's Draw.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sneaking suspicion we've got people listening right now who can say, I remember that.
We sure do. I know that it comes up that a lot of people appreciated those school radio shows, Let's Sing, Let's Draw. You know, we can, so you would like us to do a talk show on the fact that those shows used to exist?
Yeah, how they worked. What some of the known outcomes are, people perhaps that are listening that can say, yes, I'm doing today, or I did in my life, something just absolutely connected to my first thought, of course, was Journeys in Music Land. Let's sing. And
can you sing for us, Helene?
Pardon?
I'm just teasing. I was asking you to sing for us.
Oh, heavens, no.
But thank you for that idea, and I know it'll bring a lot of good memories back. Yeah. It'll bring back a lot of good memories for people, and thank you very much for that suggestion. Well, anybody listening right now that remembers those radio programs, let us know. Let's go next to Lori in Madison. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. I'll sing for you if you like.
But, all right.
I'll hold off. I haven't had a chance to practice.
Okay.
I have two quick suggestions. I think it would be valuable if you were to invite State Senator, former Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz on your show to talk about the way in which the most recent redistricting was handled. And he can talk about his firsthand experience of that.
I think that's a great idea, Lori.
That would be valuable. Mm-hmm. Second thing, yesterday you did talk about the GAB, or GAB. I think it would be valuable to have the former chair of the board itself, who himself was a Republican judge, or a judge with Republican affiliation. His name was Denninger. He was appointed by Governor Walker himself and served until, I believe, about 2013. And he can give you a perspective on the GAB board that a partisan outside the board and that also a present speaker or member of the board or chair of the board, like the person you had on yesterday, is really not allowed to do by law.
Yeah, great ideas, both of them. Lori, we shall follow through. I know that we've had Dale Schultz on in the past, and we thought about having him on again in the near future to talk about this, and there is a lawsuit now against the redistricting that took place. So it's super timely right now, too. Let's go to Don in Madison next. Hi, Don.
Hi. I'd like to reinforce the idea that gerrymandering and redistricting really is a vital topic, and I hope that you're able to devise something on that point. Also, Kathy Coyle, the present director of the Mortgage Institute, I've heard her talk on a different PBS show in Wisconsin. She has a lot of insight into the relationship between rural and urban Wisconsin. I'd like to hear more about what she has to say. An insightful person.
Thank you very much, Don. Appreciate that suggestion, too. What about you? Do you have a suggestion for a topic you would like discussed on this show? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is an open line, an impromptu open line, because we were unable to reach our scheduled guest. But I love holding open lines. It's great to hear the issues that are important to you and the issues that are on your mind. Let's go to Janet in Platteville. Hello, Janet.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you want to hear?
I first want to thank you for being on the air. I enjoy your programs immensely.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you could talk about how the Wisconsin Lottery was set up, who determines the rules and regulations, and when they make changes, and where the money goes to from the lottery. Also, I was wondering if you'd have a program on how Governor Dodge State Park was set up.
Why that one in particular?
It's where our farm was, and it was well, I hate to use the word, but taken for the park. And, I mean, the park is beautiful, and I'm glad it's there. But I just wondered who decided to set it up and how they went about obtaining the land from the farmers and, you know, any information about the history of the park.
Thank you very much, Janet, for those suggestions, and thank you for the kind words. I'm glad you're a listener. You know, we did get an email from Chad who wants to follow up on the listener who thought he heard about someone dying in Eau Claire from being tased. Well, apparently whoever was tased did not die. So I just wanted to make sure to clarify that. According to Chad, anyway, he says maybe this is the story the guy was talking about in Eau Claire. The guy had a medical reaction. Passersby frequently just get part of the story and really need the Paul Harvey version of events. Also, as a 20-plus year law enforcement veteran, how about a story on how it appears less young people are going into law enforcement because we seem to generally be under stack by the public? I don't know what that, maybe misunderstood by the public at large and much of the media, not WPR. Thank you very much, Chad. I think that's a good suggestion. We appreciate it. Jordan in Green Bay. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going? I love your show. I listen to it very frequently.
Well, great. I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you have a suggestion for us.
Oh, yeah. I have three. First, I want more Bernie, because I'm tired of Hillary. Second, I want a show about analog synthesizers. I don't know why, but that's just something that I really got on my brain a lot.
What is that?
I really like. Analog synthesizers, you know, electronic music, but done without computers.
Okay. So you want me to play some of that?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I think that'd be awesome.
All right.
And the third one is I think it'd be really cool to do a show about WTR. You know, have your staff or whatever, like interview your staff or whatever, do a show about like what it takes to make a radio show.
All right. That's... That might bore a lot of people, but no, I'm just teasing. Yeah, well, I'll let you know right now. We take ideas from Open Lines and many other sources, and we talk about them after we get off the air, and we say, what is the most important? What is the most relevant? What is the most interesting thing that we can talk about tomorrow? And what will people want to talk about? What will people call in all over the state? What would people all over the state be interested in hearing about? So we try to use our best judgment and come up with the three best things each day. And then we make radio. So thanks, Jordan. More Bernie Sanders. We'll put that on the list. We did. I just want everybody to know, because I get this suggestion frequently, that we invited Bernie Sanders to be on the air. And that particular invitation during the week that he came to Madison for his rally, he was unable to join us. We will continue issuing those invitations. Let's go to Sue in Menominee Falls next. Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to learn more about ALEC, it's the Legislative Executive Council, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how it affects bills that we have here in Wisconsin and if it affects us nationally. And I'd also like to know how legislators become members, if our entire who in Wisconsin are members of ALEC. I think it has such a great effect on our state. I'd really like to know more about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Sue. We can certainly, it's the Center for Media and Democracy that has done a lot of investigation into ALEC, and we've had a guest or two or three from that group on the air with us in the past, but it's been a while, so we could certainly try again. So appreciate that. Boy, we've got busy, busy phones here. So happy to see that you've got such great ideas. Jim in Milwaukee. Hi, Jim.
Hi. What I'd like to see now that John Doe has been put aside. I'd like to see somebody go in depth from the department or whatever that you could get on air to answer the questions why things were done the way they were, why so much, you know, paramilitary type approach to breaking down doors, and why are people who are thought you might be guilty of something, so you better be quiet. You know, they seem to have less rights than somebody accused of murder who could say whatever they wanted if somebody interviewed them and sitting in jail. So what drove all that, and why do we let it happen? We get all excited about paramilitary approaches in Ferguson, but not in something like this.
Thank you very much, Jim. Just so you know, we didn't go into great depth, but we did talk to Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany, who has authored legislation to change the John Doe process, including lifting the gag order and some other changes. So we talked to him, I think, when was that? Was that on Monday or Tuesday?
But we need somebody from the department that made those decisions. The cloak of secrecy is lifted. Let's hear why they did it.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, what about you? What would you like to hear discussed on this program? And who would you like to hear as the guest? Or what new book is out there that that you're interested in learning more about? Or is there something fun, some hobby that you'd like to learn more about? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Patrick on Facebook says, I'd like to hear why America has become a violent culture. There must be a social scientist that has studied this. All right, thank you, Patrick. And won't be a social scientist so much, but we will talk about violence in Milwaukee after 8 o'clock this morning, and talking about how to solve Milwaukee's gun violence problem. We will be talking with a physician who says gun violence is a preventable public health issue, and we'll talk about how we could treat gun violence like a disease to help fight it. That's coming up after 8 this morning. Scott on Facebook says, please interview Peter Annan, author of The Great Lakes Water Wars. He will be the new executive director of the Freshwater Innovation Center at Northland College. All right. Thank you, Scott. I didn't know that, and it sounds like it would be a good show, so we'll put that on the list, too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org if you have another suggestion. Jerry in Genesee Depot. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. I would be interested in getting more thought on drunken driving. We always tout Wisconsin as number one, this and that. Well, we are number one. Number one in leniency for drunken driving. We have the Binge Drinking College of the United States here, and all it seems to be is doing talking, talking, talking. I think when I call my legislators, they don't want to get in this subject because they know how much alcoholism is in the legislature, and I have had an opportunity to view it.
Well, I don't know if I have time to go into that, Jerry. That was that we
yeah,
only
you better not.
Yeah.
They don't want to go into it.
Yeah. So were you in the legislature?
No, I was in banking, and I had opportunities to cross the legislature
at a
time as the president of a bank, and we saw what happened when they got together in various functions up there, and drinking is a big part of it.
Yep, sounds like another one to visit, so thank you very much. We try to do our part to talk about the problem of drunk driving and alcoholism or alcohol abuse in Wisconsin from time to time, and we will do another one, I'm sure, in the future. So we'll check news from WPR and NPR, and then we will continue taking your suggestions for the shows you would like to hear on this program. What issues, what topics, what guests? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is a July open line, and we are looking for your ideas for future shows. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are holding an impromptu open line during this hour. We were unable to reach our scheduled guest, so we opened the phones to ask what topics, what issues do you want to hear discussed on this program? We do this once a month, and it's always good to hear what's on your mind and the issues that you would like to know more about. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I want to welcome Elizabeth Deliquess, who is our new interim on-air producer for The Joy Cardine Show. She is learning the ropes, and she's getting her baptism under fire during this open line, answering many, many calls during this open line. Elizabeth is with us because Kayla Blado, our producer-director, who is usually answering your calls and producing this program, is leaving us. She has taken a new opportunity, another opportunity, a job in Washington, D.C., and her last day with us will be Friday. So we are really going to miss Kayla, and we're very happy to have her watching and helping to train Elizabeth right now as she answers your calls. You know, speaking of calls, we do from time to time hear from you wondering, how do we decide what calls to put on the air? Or why do I sometimes cut off a caller in mid-sentence? Am I censoring callers because I don't agree with them politically? No, that is not the case. We do have a policy. We have caller guidelines, and we need to make sure that that you are on topic. That's what we ask you to do, to be on topic. We ask you to be prepared, to know what you're going to say. Not everybody's a professional speaker, but we can't have you, you know, talking for 20 minutes trying to get to your point, you know, because we have limited time on the air. And we don't take callers in the order that they come in because in some cases, maybe there's a viewpoint that we haven't heard on the show so far. So we might bring a caller in a little bit earlier. It might flow better in the conversation if a particular caller's point. So we have we do have these guidelines, these practices when it comes to calls. We do indeed welcome your calls. I truly think that the show is a better show because of your participation, and we do want to hear from you. But we do want you to be on topic. We don't want you to swear. You can't use profanity. Yeah, obviously, I will censor that. Unfortunately, you can't be on for an unlimited amount of time. You can't say, I've got 10 points I need to make, and don't cut me off, because we don't have time for you to make all 10 points. That's sort of it in a nutshell. For more detail, you can go to our guidelines at wpr.org/caller-guidelines. So I'd be happy to answer any more questions about that, too, if you have a question. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please don't be, you know, especially mean to Elizabeth. She's new, and we don't want to scare her. You know, we want you to be civil, and we'll try to be civil back. Dale in River Falls is with us. Hi, Dale.
Good morning, Joy, and thank you, Elizabeth.
She says thank you, too.
I would be particularly interested in a open conversation on our Department of Natural Resources and kind of two fronts. One is in terms of game management. Are things heading the right direction in terms of managing our deer herd, managing turkeys, we know about wolves, and so on? And second is the topic of, are we reaching the next generation? So future hunters and people who are interested in fishing, and are we making it feasible for them to participate?
All right, good ideas, Dale. Thanks very much. We appreciate that. We will do... Yeah, especially with some hunting issues coming up in the fall. Sounds like we could do that. And with all the budget cuts, sounds like it would be a timely one to do. Thank you very much for that suggestion. You know, I almost forgot some of the caller guidelines that I did want to pass along. Please do stick to the point that you give Elizabeth or whoever is screening your call. Sometimes we have some callers who will tell our on-air producer one thing and then, you know, come on the air and say something totally off topic, and then I end up cutting them off, and then you end up yelling at me for cutting them off. Be polite and don't attack the guests in particular. We want you to talk about the issue. We want you to debate the issue, but that does not include saying your guest is an idiot. I think your guest is stupid. That doesn't add to the conversation. That's just attacking the personality of the guest, and it's not attacking the issue, so to speak. Kurt in Oxford is with us. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. I heard a statistic that 75% of households in Wisconsin have both parents working. And that's a lot of people, and there is very little representation in our laws for us workers. I work for a company that's terrible. They pretty much own me, and there's no protection. Like, there's no guaranteed lunch break, no guaranteed break after 4 hours. They can work you without a day off ever, fire you for mandatory overtime. I've had situations where, like, I work a Monday 17 hours. At the end of the week, I won't get any overtime because they'll short my week. And whenever you get representatives on there, you rarely ask them, what are you guys doing for the working guy? Is there a representative out there that is actually fighting for us? Have him on, him or her on. And if you do have a show like that, have it at 6 o'clock so those of us commuting can maybe hear it. And I'll take your answer off the air.
Okay, well, my answer is we will certainly talk to our representatives about that. And you're talking about politicians when you say representative, Kurt. Well, he's gone now. But yes, we will certainly do that. I appreciate the suggestion. Jackie in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Hearing lots of news about the Iran nuclear deal, but mostly from a binational standpoint, United States and Iran. But there was a multinational deal, and I'm hearing very little about what the other parties to the deal are feeling: Germany, France, Great Britain. So I don't know who, but someone who has a more international perspective on this Iran deal might be helpful, because right now what we're hearing is very partisan, Democrat, Republican, and Israel, and that's about it.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Good idea. Laura in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Laura.
Yeah, I would like to hear more about the job situation in Milwaukee County. Just Milwaukee Central. Not just Milwaukee County, Milwaukee. Because these young people in Milwaukee are having a hard, hard time of it.
Yeah. So what do you want to hear about the job situation?
You know, even college graduates here in Milwaukee, they're having a hard time of it. They have to go outside of Milwaukee to get a job. And some of these employers, they see a Milwaukee zip code, they just won't hire them.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Certainly one to put in the hopper. Shannon on Facebook says, can we get some information about the people in our state who are going self-sufficient, off the grid, and the obstacles they face, particularly regarding the laws around building sustainable structures and permitting, going off the grid for power, and keeping animals? All right, Shannon, thank you very much. Be interesting. Brian in West Salem, what would you like to hear about?
Hey, Joy, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I think adoption would be a great conversation, and adoption is an amazing thing, but there's also a lot of ethics involved, so specifically domestic as well as international adoption. So I don't know if a lot of people know, but in the last 10 years internationally, you know, adoption has decreased pretty substantially, and a lot of that is due to a lot of ethical issues that some countries have faced, whether at the government level or the legal level. Right. So I think the conversation about, you know, domestic and international adoption and the ethics behind, like, what decisions families are making, you know, on the ground or here in the States. So, for example, you know, there are states here in the U.S. where a mother can go to a state and relinquish a child, and she has 24 hours to basically make that decision. She doesn't have to tell a father. So I think a conversation about the ethics behind adoption, both domestically and internationally, would be a great conversation. So.
All right. Thank you very much. I agree. It's been a long time since we've done a show on adoption, and things have changed, so we appreciate the idea. Emery on Facebook says, I would be really interested in hearing a program about food labeling laws, GMOs, and food sourcing laws that were recently put into effect. Sounds good. We'll see what we can do. Emily in Beloit, what would you like to hear?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was hoping that you could do a show on the needs of English language learners in the state of Wisconsin. I'm an educator and also a first-generation American, and I understand that children who come to this community and adults who come to this community and need to learn English in order to fully participate in the educational system, they have very special needs, and I feel like sometimes they fall through the cracks because people don't understand that. And I'd like to see more communication about those needs and about ways that we as communities can support them as we move forward.
Thank you very much, Emily. Well, that'll do it for this impromptu July open line. I appreciate all of your suggestions, and we have them all written down, and we will follow through on as many as we can. You can continue to give us suggestions anytime. You know, you don't have to wait for an open line. You can email us, talk@WPR.org, just about any time. And you can also go online, WPR.org/joy. There's some ways to contact my producers, Christy Taylor and Bill Martins and Kayla Blado, for a little while longer. Thanks very much to all of them for producing this program, and thanks to Elizabeth Deliquess, who answered the phones. We'll be talking politics in our next hour, welcoming in U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.